Good morning or evening or whatever time it is you're listening to this.
Afternoon, day.
Afternoon. This is We're Cousins for Christ. And I am Jeremy. This is my co-host and cousin, Chris.
Chris,
How are you
how's
doing?
everything? I'm great, brother. How are you?
I'm doing really good, especially considering who I'm talking to. But other than
That is the
that,
nicest thing. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
well, I
Hold
said
on. Can we
considering.
acknowledge? Can we? Oh, can you say considering?
That is a
I
consider.
took
I'm
that in a very
joking.
positive. I'm a very glass half full kind of guy. I was like, you, that was a glass half empty answer. Okay.
Well,
Sorry. I got it.
I was joking. I was joking.
No.
So we're celebrating. You'll get up and do a little dance for this big announcement.
Wait, can we dance?
Woo!
Are we supposed
We're bringing back the 101s, 15 minutes and under. And so tonight, starting with one of our first ones, we don't do them all the time. We'll just do them every once in a while or bi-weekly or something if
It's
we can.
101. It's not about dancing either.
No,
So,
it's not about that. If it was, we'd have to
it's
get somebody else to teach
not about
it. I mean, and back in the day, I could cabbage patch, reverse cabbage patch. But hey, who am I
cabbage
bragging
patch.
to?
Oh, I had the sprinkler down.
Did you?
Oh yeah,
So
definitely. Sprinkler.
today, since we're on time crunch, hate to rush this little communication between us, buddy. We're going to be talking about, does God still talk to us?
And what do you mean by talk to us?
Well, let's start off with this. Okay, so in the beginning, God walked with Adam. Okay, that's why Adam and Eve was for. Humanity was created originally where God could walk with us. He walked in the garden with Adam. Okay, and so after Adam fell, he kind of ruined that for all of us. Hey, no judgment, Adam. Then, he kind of gave Noah these visions and kind of just gave him vision of flood and kind of instructions. I'm gonna say he talked to Noah too, not physically there, but he talked to Noah because he definitely gave him visions and then talked to him. And Abraham, he gave visions too and spoke to directly, as in where we see right before Sodom and Gomorrah, he actually took form of human and talk to Abraham right beforehand when Abraham's like, hey, you find 50 people, save them, and find 40 people, save them. And so there, and then Moses really was clear cut here, and he talked directly to God. They were on the mountain together 40 days, 40 nights there. Prophets all had visions or heard God's voice. And then Jesus came, which is God, the Son of God also. And he lived amongst humans, walked with us, showed us God's heart, revealing the mysteries to everybody. And then after Jesus, we kind of are in the Bible age now. So with all these people getting talked to throughout history, question is, does God still speak to us clearly? Well, what does
Well, I
clearly
mean,
mean?
thank you. All right. So I was about to ask, like, what is your definition of clearly?
Yeah. What's my definition? I mean,
Yeah, I mean, like, are you
like
talking about
that's the
like,
definite. It ain't for me. It's what your definition clearly would
well,
be for the
clearly,
person
all
it's
right.
happened to.
So
Now, do I think God can come down right now and I start hearing a voice in my head? I mean, it's possible, but I don't think so. I think with the Bible age that we're living in now, that's what it is. However, God did send the Spirit down, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, and I think that we're convicted to do things. It's kind of like once you do something and you're like, there's something wrong, you're definitely convicted. Oh, I should have done that. I'd know better. Or like just, I brought it up a couple of weeks ago when we was talking about the fast. I talked about how I was convicted to do a fast.
right.
Now, was God reached down and said, hey, go fast. But
Me,
in my thing, I felt it. Was led that way
right,
by the Spirit.
you are judged.
Led
So
by the Spirit, I'd say.
let's say clearly, Jesus definitely speaks clearly to us through the Bible. Let's just go
Yes.
ahead and like there's a very clear message. So we're not trying to say there's no clear message. It's straight from the Bible. One of the things I found through this Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times in various ways, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So if you read your Bible, and there's a lot of like different contexts and stuff that will put, or different Bible that will Bibles that will put Jesus's words in red to show you these are the exact words that he spoke.
Hold
So
on,
there's
hold
a
on. This is not the whole red words. Technically speaking, all the words in the Bible, no matter what the color,
very There you
are
go. There you
God's.
go.
We
Are
like to
God's
say
words.
the red letters, but truthfully,
Are supposed to be the exact words of
but
Jesus, right?
Jesus is the word, right?
Correct.
So
Very,
technically, every word in the Bible
very good. So if
is
you're
the
looking at every aspect of it, those are his human words to us, right? Would you say that's fair? Those are the ones recorded, his human words to us.
But
So,
he had so many books. If they'd wrote down everything he said and did, there would
oh,
have been
yeah.
enough books to fill the world,
That
like
would have been
God said.
amazing. What we're talking about here is the how
If
does God
God
speak to
reaches
you?
down and tells you to go buy a Ferrari, doesn't.
Go buy a Ferrari. Yeah. But like, no, if you're all right, so if you're down or something like that, or if there's something that's happened to you and you get in your car and then a song speaks to you, or so I don't know if in that situation, this is me saying, I don't know if that in God's is speaking to you directly in the thing, but he opens up your heart to hear certain messages. That's what I feel. I think you were talking about that with your conviction of the Holy Spirit, but like you're more attuned to hear, like,
It'll come up like a feeling. Like, can God still give you dreams? Yeah, he can. Can he still
you think
talk to
so?
you? Yeah, he can. He's God. He can do whatever he wants. Now,
Oh,
does
he can. He
it?
can. That's
Yeah, so
all right.
you
Sorry.
can get a
Can
dream.
or it
He
does.
can reach down and talk to all of us right now. Now, does he? I don't think we're at that. Remember, nowadays, the way to God is through faith. Okay? So now, if somebody, so there's this guy that's always making on, he's on social media, and his big thing is he's always trying to find the Ark of the Covenant. So I reached out to him. I was like, why don't you preach about Jesus as much as you do the Ark of the Covenant? And then you'll be getting somewhere. He's like, he messaged me back, and it's like, because if I can prove the Ark of the Covenant is real, if I can prove the Ark of the Covenant is real, people have proof, right? But I told him, we'll never have that proof because God tells us we're saved by faith. Okay?
Yeah.
And so with faith, there's no proof coming. Now we're on the faith thing. All we have is the Bible.
We do.
You know?
We do. And I think there's more to faith than just, you know what I mean? Like works and stuff. That's a whole different thing. But like, you're 100% right. Like, if God wanted to prove his existence, he could just
Oh, he could
do
easily.
down now. It'd be the easiest thing ever. But that's not the point. Like,
No.
this is not, I don't know if like, maybe I'm wrong in saying, like, I have a buddy that's going through, like, he's not going through something. It's not a bad thing, mind you. It's actually a good thing. But like, I asked him this week, I was like, do you think God's talking to you or trying to tell you to do whatever? He's got this opportunity, right? It's here. However, like, it's come this year, but 4 or 5 years ago, he has been given this other thing that has kind of prepped him for this, that it's in God's service, right? It is a great thing for that I believe is like a great thing to spread God's word, but you know, it was given like 4 or 5 years in like in the past, like how I think it's prepped for him. Like, I don't know if God spoke to him, but he spoke to him in some way because he did that one thing 4 years ago. And now this is presenting itself, and the only thing I'll tell him like is, you know, God has a plan. If it doesn't happen, all you have to have faith, be at peace with whatever happens.
Now, God's not going to interfere with every decision we make. That's called free will. That would, interrupt
Correct.
our free will.
Correct.
And once again, once when Jesus was going away, he told the apostles, "Don't worry, God's sending someone else down, and he's going to give you full remembrance of everything I said and everything I've done. I'm talking about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who dwells among us. Okay? And so, most of the time, if you get talked to, now I'm not saying, like I said, anything's possible with God. So, does it never happen? Who am I to say? Maybe it just never happened to me. Does it happen all the time, like you see in some of these churches? No, I don't believe that. Okay? But can it happen? Yes. But I think most of the time you're just going off convictions and the Word of God and the Bible to go off of. You know,
I mean, I
I've
agree.
seen, I've had a lot of crazy things happen to me, but I'm not going to say it's not possible. And so that's all I can say.
I do too. I've never had like the feeling of like God's, but I've felt God's presence in
Oh, yeah.
like some of the trials that I've been through and like having some faith or like whatever, but like seeing where I've come out at,
Yeah, how does bank
I feel God's there, huh?
how did those bank robbery trials come out anyway?
Great. I got not guilty. Jesus was there.
which is amazing because your face was clearly on
Somehow the
camera.
fingerprints disapproved, did like, and the videos were like grainy. Thank you, dear Lord. Yeah, that's how we got our
I'm joking.
Ferraris. No, they think you're serious, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. Everybody
But I mean,
knows.
do you think it's potentially whatever strengthens your faith?
I mean,
But within.
I can only speak from experience, okay? And so my last one was like the fasting. It just came to me. I hadn't been watching videos on fasting. I hadn't been doing anything, and
You didn't
I
even get
just
your
got to,
psalm book.
I yeah, I didn't get a song book at the
You didn't
time.
get the psalm book.
And
The book of Psalms.
I just felt it. I just felt it. I was like, man, I just really. And it was like, it wasn't just one day either. It was just like over a couple weeks period. And then I thought, you know what? I think I need to do a fast. And I started preparing for it beforehand, you know? And
It's
so it was, I was really convicted of it. And there's other things like, once you're going through it, it's hard to remember all of them because we go through, and you look back from time to time when something does happen like that, and you're like, maybe I imagined it all. Maybe it wasn't God,
here's the
but that's the
have
thing. So
you
it's up to the person. I'm not going to try to speak for everybody. I can only speak for
no
myself.
no
I feel a conviction. Like, you ever done something, it's like, I need to do that. Something just telling me to do that.
Well, you should feel at peace with it.
Yeah.
And that's what I've joined, like, learned a lot. But, like, how many things have you just been like, all right, so, like, I'll read a daily devotional every morning, most mornings, but, like, you'll feel like, oh man, there, it's really talking to me. It's go really going through a situation that I'm going through. I feel that all the time. But, like, you could give you, God could be talking to you where your heart's open to hear the message too.
Yeah, I mean, you could hear a
So
sermon on
that's,
YouTube, or you could turn a TikTok video on. I mean, like I said, you could get on. And I'll throw this out there. People might think I'm crazy, and it may have been a coincidence. Believe it or not, before I started doing this podcast, I was extremely shy. I was uncomfortable around people. I say this,
we only saw Jeremy on February
it,
2nd.
yeah. Ah. If think this way,
Week's a winner or not?
if the person at McDonald's got too friendly, I would find another McDonald's to go to. Okay, because I just was not comfortable around people. So the first my first day back to church, after I was coming back to the church, I just circled around the building twice and left. Couldn't do it.
I can't
Okay,
believe that. You told us that the other
I
day.
did, and at the end, the next week, I like got dressed again. I was like, let's do it. I can do it this time. I can do it this time. I was like, Lord, please tell me if I'm doing it, if you want me to do this. And I got in, turned the car on, and the song Hallelujah was playing. And I thought, well, I mean, other than him sitting down steering for me, what else could be said? And it may have been a coincidence, but it is what it is, you know. I don't think so, but.
Yeah, I don't want to say whatever gets you to that point or whatever, because
Yeah.
you have to be very careful with what you say or
Oh yeah.
whatnot. I don't think I'm going to walk out and see a burning bush. And if you don't know what
Oh
that
yeah.
is, you need to read the Bible more.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm gonna see that, but like I do feel the conviction, and I feel more like I said, focus on the relationship and the peace, not happiness, like not joy, not that it's, but the peace in a decision that I make. So
And
I don't know if
so,
that answered any questions or not,
no,
or made it more
and like I said,
confusing.
most time you hear voices in your head, it's probably just here's the thing you should keep in mind.
Jeremy's an expert at this, by the way, so go ahead, tell him.
test the spirit, okay? Mostly, but a lot of times people, God's, first of all, let's go over this. I know we're running out of time, but for the 101, but first off, God's not going to give you any new prophecies that change his word, okay? And so if you get
Really
something
good
and you
point.
think it's from God, test the spirit. Now, I got into it with a fortune teller one time online. Is that they're like, we're gonna go ahead.
What do you mean test the spirit? If you can, if you need, you need
Well,
to
I'm
find
about to
that
show you.
after the fact.
I'm
Okay.
about okay.
All right. I
So
need definition
she's
on that
gonna
too.
talk about how the word, the world was about to end. World's about to end. This was last year, so it did. And I was like, well, I tell you what.
I'm kind of upset
I'm gonna
you
be
didn't tell
back
me
that
about
day. I'm gonna be
that.
back that day, and if it ain't ended, you gonna hear from my butt.
You get a
And
refund.
actually, I started getting attacked by all these people. You should be ashamed. She's a prophetess. She's a prophetess, and God spoke to her. I was like, hey, I'm just saying, test the spirit. If spirit does, because God says in the Bible, no man knows the day,
No, it's
right?
a thief in
And
the
so,
night.
by testing the spirit is. How do you test the spirit? If what your the revelation you think you're getting is new or old, you go to the Word of God,
Okay.
right?
All right,
You
good.
go to the Word of God, and if it ain't in Scripture, it ain't happening. If
No,
you get a
no.
revelation saying that Jesus wants me to
That's a
be the
really
King of
good point.
England, and does it, the Scripture support this anyway? You know what I mean? I know that's
That's
a bad
a really
revelation.
good point. All have to unite because, you know, God is never going to be made a liar.
No,
You know what I mean? Nothing
no.
in the book. So that's a really good point.
By
If you
testing the
feel,
spirit, you go to the book,
if you're
okay?
hearing a voice that
Word.
tells you it's okay to go,
Yeah.
all right, this time to do something that's not biblical, not in the Bible, that is a very good point. That's a
And that's
good
testing the
checkpoint right there.
spirit. And a lot of people, they don't like getting called out. You know what? You know how many times I've lived to the world ending? A bunch.
Well, the Mayans were wrong.
I've went. Well, I made through 2012 or 2012. Went through that. I missed a
COVID,
big earthquake in
Y2K.
Tennessee in the 80s.
Oh, this past earthquake.
Well, I'm talking about predictions, you know, all through the years. You know,
Oh,
remember
yeah.
in 2011, that man that ran that religious group, he had all the people give him his money, and the world was going to end on a certain day. And the next day, they had to go back to work and get all their money back because they'd give it all away to him, and he retired. I made it through that day. So. Always test the spirit, even if you think you're getting, you know, a conviction or you, but if you start hearing voices, always test those.
Pray
Always
on it. Pray on it. If something,
pray on it.
if
Look up
something,
scripture. Like I said, there's never going to be any new revelations. Nothing's ever going to come and add to the word of God or change the word of God. It's what is in the book is in the book.
and I'll challenge anybody to find that there is something that does in the Bible that is not appropriate for today's issues or problems. I've been through a lot. Jeremy's been through a lot. I mean, he hears voices apparently. But there, all the stuff that I've been through, everything in the Bible is applicable. I've been waiting for that. That's awesome. Everything's applicable to today, without a doubt. And it's amazing. And so
Well,
I don't know if Jeremy hears voices and I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. If he tells me he sees the burning bush outside
my
later.
most of my voices are like, you need another cupcake. Right, we run out of time. We're trying to keep these
We
101s
are trying to
down
keep
for
it a
everybody.
little
So,
longer.
you want to finish off? Anything to finish?
No, I mean, like I
So,
said,
you, what's your final stance?
I think, you know what? I'm gonna give you the credit on this one that you said, whatever you hear or think you hear, whatever like voice or whatever, qualify it with the Bible.
Remember
Test
this.
the spirit.
Yes.
That is the best point ever. If it
This.
does not go with what's in God's printed word, which is God's word, It's Jesus's word. It's in Hebrews 1:1-3. If that's not the case, then it's not realistic.
So I'm going to say this, and I agree with that, but also agree with always trust Jeremy, Chris, from Jeremy's
I
Map. Because
oh.
I'll be honest, I thought I was wrong once, and I was only mistaken. So actually, I've been wrong a lot. But
Yeah, you have.
so you can find us on Facebook for Cousins for Christ. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast. And maybe one day I'll get around putting this back on YouTube. You can find those some of those stuff on YouTube. And thank y'all so much for listening. And we hope y'all are going to enjoy these one-on-ones. It'll be every couple of weeks or so, just blending them in. And we're actually thinking about starting something, and we don't know when yet, or going through all the revelations, but we will separate it
Oh,
where it ain't
that
every week.
is, I
We're
am
excited.
excited to do that one, man.
Yeah,
I'll tell
maybe
you.
you won't be. Remember.
No, I'm excited. It's a challenge. It is a huge challenge. And that is one that I hope people will participate in and like give feedback from, because that is, we've had our conversation about Revelation, so I'm not gonna spoil anything, but
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and
it's
say this,
intense.
but not to get crazy, but kind of go back to when you said you're excited. I kind of go back to where, Yoda tells Luke, don't be afraid, and Luke's like, I'm not afraid, and he looks at him and says, you will be, you will be.
We should have done that on May the 4th. Sorry, man.
We
Sorry, I
already
missed that.
missed.
Sorry, we did.
You want to catch us on prayer to end it?
Yes, I
All right,
will.
let's do it, buddy.
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to come and speak and discuss your word. And dear Father, we pray that we study your word and it's your voice to us, and that we pray that anything that you do in our lives, that we bring back to your word, and we justify, and then we make sure that it's in accordance with your will. That is the most important thing, dear Father. We pray, dear Father, that all the things that we do strengthen our relationship with you. We pray, dear Father, for all those that are sick and that are spiritually weak in the world, and we pray that you bring them back to the normal walks in life and bring them back closer to you. We pray, dear Father, that as we go through this week, you will guide, guard, and direct us. Christ, let me pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great week.
Y'all too. Thank you.